Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake's been up late every night going through everything that gets sent to Hope at 99therock.com. That gets forwarded on. We look at the letters. We start to do what they call vetting. And I think we can help this lady. This year has been incredibly hard on our family. After battling health issues, it feels like we're sinking and we just can't stay afloat. My husband is working, but I had to step away from my job due to health issues. In 21, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Now, with thyroid cancer, and we'll see if we can get her on the phone, but the good news is that it has to be dealt with, but it's not. It has a great prognosis. It's still not easy. I had radioactive iodine ablation. That's where they introduce radioactive iodine. It always goes to your thyroid. This year, I'd been dealing with a lot of symptoms we thought were caused by a tumor on my kidney. They'd found another tumor on her adrenal gland, where that is. Turns out on November 14th, I have a brain tumor, paraphalcine meningioma. I have trouble bathing myself. My body shakes constantly, weak, vision trouble. I walk with a cane and I worry about falling down. I have a neurosurgeon appointment on the 16th of December to figure out my treatment process. Now, we have some doctor friends that we always call. We have them also look at letters since they can explain what's happening with people. With the paraphalcine meningioma, it's a benign tumor, but the problem is it keeps growing. It's normally in between your hemispheres of your brain.
Yeah.
And again, if I'm not getting this just right, guys, I'm repeating what I was told. But what happens is it puts pressure on your brain tissue, your matter, so it can result in dementia, in tremors, in seizures, in loss of vision, depending on where it is and what it's pushing on. And at some point, you've got to deal with it.
Yeah.
Now, the upside is it's a benign tumor. The bad side is you cannot have something growing inside your brain, pushing against brain tissue. It'll destroy that brain tissue as well. My family's been struggling because of all of it. My lights are behind, our gas is behind, our internet's not been paid. And she was really particular about this. She said, we use it for our son's school. Turns out her son is 9 years old and has autism, and it's part of his learning program. We've had to sell pretty much everything we own. We're out of the simple things, body wash, laundry. So we greatly appreciate you taking the time to read this letter, and we hope next year is a little brighter for us. So Jake's been talking to the family a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down and we realized she is behind on rent, gas, lights, internet. And there's a few other things that maybe we can help with. Let me see if we can get her on. Jake, she's still good at 820, right?
I think we're still good, yeah.
Hello?
Teresa, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, Jake, I know that you've spoken with Jake, and you'd sent us a letter to Hope for the Holidays. Tell me what happened.
Well, we've kind of been struggling a lot. I've been dealing with a lot of health issues and started with cancer, thyroid cancer in 2021. And then it's developed. They found a tumor on my adrenal gland, which is on my kidney. And I've been having a lot of symptoms, you know, vision loss, trouble walking, I shake constantly, have to walk with a cane, and we thought that's what the issue was. Well, I did an MRI, got my results on November 14th. Sorry. On November 14th, and we found out that I have a brain tumor, which is a meningioma, and it's growing between the two halves of my brain. And it's growing downwards into my spinal cord and my brainstem.
Which is super scary, man. Because the good news is, And I think Jake spoke with you about this, is they're normally benign, but the problem is they keep growing and they put pressure on everything and it has to come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what have they told you about that?
Well, so far I haven't got a treatment plan just because I'm waiting on my neurosurgeon appointment, which is December 16th. So hopefully, you know, I'll know more and know what we're facing in the next year.
So what, though, this is vision trouble, walking with a cane, shakes and your vision, obviously you're not going to work every day. Now you've got a young son. He's 9 years old, Levi.
Yeah, Levi. He's the sweetest kid ever. And we're just trying to make it to where, you know, he doesn't know what's going on, you know, as much as we want to. He knows that mommy's sick, just like in 2021. But we want him to, you know, still experience the magic of Christmas. So we've took him to see Santa Claus. We've been sledding, looking at Christmas lights. We just set our tree up. Just trying to, you know, make his holidays the best that we can and not let him know.
What does your doc say about your overall prognosis? Because this is just so much to get hit with at one time in the course of a couple of years. And again, there's no good side of cancer, but if you have to have it, you know, thyroid cancer is really a curable one, and you got in front of it before it spread and metastasized and moved somewhere else. So you got a win going on there, but you know, losing your thyroid can screw up so many different hormone issues.
Yeah.
But you get past that. That tumor on your kidney, on your adrenal gland, what do they say about that?
So we thought it was producing hormones, but we did the blood work, and then that's when the MRI came up for my brain, because they thought I had another tumor on my pituitary gland. But I did not have a tumor on my pituitary gland. It just ended up being on my brain instead. So we're just kind of waiting and watching on the mass on my adrenal gland and just doing blood work. I go black for blood work in 6 months.
Scary stuff, man.
Very scary. I'm very terrified. Yeah. I don't know what the next year is going to bring for us.
Well, listen, here's, again, you've got all the hope in the world here. You really do. You know, your brain tumor is not, it's benign. So knowing that, it's still an incredibly serious operation to open up your head and get in between the hemispheres of your brain and do that procedure to take that out. So I understand that. And I understand that it's caused you not to be able to go to work. And hell, man, you're only 35 years old?
Yeah.
Whew. How's your husband taking all this?
He's taking it pretty hard. We've been married 9 years, and he's taking it pretty hard. He was hurt at work when he was working construction, and so we're kind of trying to, you know, get back from that as well. And then I just keep getting hit with all the health, and it's just, we just keep getting knocked back down, and we can't get ahead.
I understand. So you're a little behind on your rent. How far behind?
We're just a month behind. We're just owed December.
So how much is that?
$900.
Okay. Jake said your gas was a little behind?
Yes. Our gas is behind about $187, I believe. And then our lights are behind $300. And then our internet's behind. Which we do homeschool with our son, and his ABA therapy is also online on the computer. So we try to keep that up, but I mean, it's just been just hard to keep everything up.
And what was this? Jake said you'd sold all your stuff.
Yeah. We've pretty much sold everything electronic that we've had. Anything of value we've had to sell just to pay bills or just, you know, buy food to get by or whatever we need to get by.
You know, I've seen that myself. I have.
Yeah.
Okay. So 9, 315, 187, 260, sets 9. Let me do some quick math. Can you hold on a second? Stay right there. Hold on, Teresa. Hold on. So, all right. So 900, 315. So now we're talking at 1215. Let's call that 200 on that 1215. That's 1415. And then another 260, 16. Let's call it $1,700.
Okay.
So we'll call that $1,700. Does that sound right to you, Jake?
Yeah, I think 17 would cover it. And you, yeah. That covers gas, rent, lights,
and internet. And dude, trust me, I've watched this. Jake and I were talking about this letter. Like, when you get sick, it is absolutely terrifying. And if you've never been sick, I hope your whole life stays that way. But you get a tumor in your brain, in between the two hemispheres. The relief of it not being an aggressive metastatic cancer is immense. But the idea that there's a mass growing inside, pushing against your brain, you understand how incredibly fragile we all are. It's got to come out.
Where there's no room to go.
You're having brain surgery.
Yeah.
You're having brain surgery. And your point is right. There's nowhere for it to go. It's a helmet. We live our entire, everything we know. The vision we have is because of our brain, the memories we have, our ability to speak, to understand, our cognitive ability. We're just, not to get off track, but we're just meat puppets, right? It's just an 8-pound brain telling us what to do, a marionette.
We take for granted walking.
Without that, whatever it presses on, whatever that tumor pushes into, whatever brain it destroys or harms is going to cause anything from hallucinations and dementia to blindness to the inability to speak, to walk, to the lighter stuff like tremors or vision issues. But it has to happen. You have to. You can't let it keep growing.
The other piece of it, too, is them selling off stuff to keep. I mean, she told me off air.
And we have a good friend I've watched sell cars, motorcycle. Everything.
I remember my parents as a kid. My dad would they would have garage sales every summer, every spring and fall, and then between that, when we get close to Christmas, my dad would be like, "Oh, I didn't. That's an extra wrench set I had. I didn't need that or whatever." And you knew what they were doing. Right. You knew what they were doing.
All right, let's.
And they have a little boy.
So I can I can start this out with 500 though, Jake, Nick, because Pinball Jeff and Jeremy sent a joint check already to Hope for a couple $1,000s. So we'll take $500 out of that.
Thank you.
So we'll kick out with that from Pinball Jeff and Dixon. Let me see here. Let's get this thing going, man. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny.
What's going on, Misty?
Oh, just calling to give back. I'm somebody that you guys helped back in 2010, and I like to call and
You called us before. You helped us last year.
Every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year.
Remind me, I'm so glad to hear your voice, Misty. You had a fire and you lost everything and you had lost your job.
That's right. And I was just about to start a new job in January of that year when you guys helped me. And you helped me get caught up on my utilities and got Christmas for my kids. And it was just life-changing, so I just always hope that I can be part of that for somebody else.
No, you have every year. I love it so much. Because the idea, and again, I'll say it out loud, the idea was always people helping people, and the idea that you were taking a knee and that you needed some help, and you wrote that letter, which is hard to do. It's always hard to ask for help.
Yeah.
And the fact that it worked, and you got back up on yourself, and your kids are great, everything's been going well, everything's together in your world?
Oh, yeah, I'm a grandma now. That was like 14 years ago.
I love it.
I make a living helping people in their homelessness and over in Lawrence, Kansas. So things are pretty amazing for me.
I love it. I love it so very much. Excellent. What can you help us with this year, Mist?
I'm going to give you $500.
Oh, that's so good. That's so great. Oh, I love you. I love you so much, Misty. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Hold on. All right. So now, 500, 500, we're at 1,000 bucks. What is it?
Yes, we are.
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Johnny, it's Brian, brother. Hey, I got 700 for you, brother.
Hold on. That's 1,700. That's it. That's it. Holy yes. You, Brian, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I do a little over-the-road trucking, and it's been a really, really good year this year, and I've had so many family members and friends that have dealt with, I don't know, different types of cancer here and there. And, we've always done, some type of charity to help, whatever family member or friend or whatever that's down on their luck. And when I heard this story, man, I could not call and not give in. And, we call every year. That's kind of like our little family Christmas gift to the city. And you guys help us out with that every year, man.
I appreciate you, brother. And are you a local driver? Are you over the road?
No, over the road. I don't do long trips. I just run up to Nebraska and Iowa and come back. But yeah,
I just find it amazing, man, because I know how hard you guys work, and I know how, you know, it's tight for everybody out there. $700 is a lot of money, man, and I can't tell you how much they appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Not a problem at all. We'll make sure we call back next year, too.
You're a good man. Hold on. Stay right there.
Thank you, Brian.
I love you. Stay right there. So, hold on. So, that's... Dude, we're at 17 right now, then, right?
I think we're good.
Yeah, Let me just reread this. I just want to make sure. That just happened so fast. Hey, man. Jake, we didn't even talk about anything for that little boy for Christmas.
He's 9 years old.
Yeah, she didn't ask for that.
Mm-mm.
That's not in this letter, but I just realized we spoke about there's no chance that she has that covered for him.
No, she's trying to, obviously, they put the tree up and all that, but.
All right, let me see. Hey, Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Johnny Dare, I want to throw in and help out this family, man.
What's your name?
This is Derek, man. I want to throw in a couple hundred, make sure that internet bill's taken care of, because I know how it is. I have a grandson who has autism, and it's very important to try to keep them, you know, with today's society. And it's just, man, that internet is very important.
Hey, listen to me. We already have the internet handled. Would it be okay to take that a couple hundred extra bucks and do some Christmas for this young man? He's 9 years
old. Yes, that would be awesome, man. I mean, these kids, they're so special, and just, man, anything that I can do to help, I would love to help them out.
What do you do, Derek? What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm just a delivery driver, just local here in town.
You're a good man. You're a good man. All right, I love you, brother. Merry Christmas. You hold on a second, man. Take that to U.S. Bank. Anybody listening, you want to help, you want to go to any Kansas City area, U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank, tell them hope for the holidays. All right. You guys ready? All right. Teresa.
Yes, sir.
We're back on the air. Could you hear all that?
Yes, I did. Thank you guys so much.
We've got you bring us your rent check. You give us your landlord's name. Bring us your gas bill, your light bill, and your internet bill. And we're going to make sure that all those get paid directly to the providers, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Also, I know you didn't ask, but we'd like to help out with a $250 gift card for buy your kids some gifts for Levi.
Oh, thank you guys so much. You guys don't know. We didn't want to have to ask for help this year. We don't like having to ask for help. We're always helping others. And this just, it just brightens our day, and it makes our Christmas so much better.
And I understand it's not easy. And also, our friends at Constantino's Price Chopper have a $500 Constantino's Family Food Store gift card. So any of the Apple Market, Sunfresh, Constantino's, if it says Constantino's, this card will work there for groceries, and they would love to give you a $500 one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. So, listen, if we get you this, does this get you over the hump? Will you be okay?
Yes, yes, we will. We will be okay.
Now, listen, let us know what happens December 16th, when you have that meeting with a neurosurgeon. I'm sure it's going to be okay in the long run. It's just going to be a long run, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Thank you. God bless you guys.